Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to our show tonight, Astro Mind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to 2012 Astro Mind. And we're here tonight with Roy, and me and Roy were having a conversation tonight about the ETs, and it's very interesting that, Roy, you're telling me that people have been hearing a lot of strange sightings in the skies lately. You want to share more about that, Roy?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that I've been seeing a lot of threads on Godlike Productions. Those of you who have never looked into their website, they go into a lot of conspiracy theories, but they post a lot of valuable information. Also, it's called godlikeproductions.com, and people have been posting threads that they've been hearing unusual sounds in the sky, and they, you know, look all around and they can't see nothing. It's almost like,
wow.
It's almost like it's invisible, whatever these sounds are coming from. But,
so what do you think it is, Roy?
Well, I feel that, I'm sure we know that the ETs are, now that we're in 2012, they're starting to presence themselves. And I think, this could be, part of that. To let us know that they're around. And what do you get from that, Agent?
Well, it's very interesting. We talked about the ETs and the Pleiadians and the Star Children, and it seems like more and more it seems like they're revealing themselves. And I think it has to do with the 2012 Awakening. And, I was also talking to you, Roy, about a little bit about the alien technology that we've learned about Geotrans, if you want to care to share about that, what we learned from that.
Well, it's been a while back since we learned this, but what it is, it's part of the sacred geometry that, there is hundreds of little spin points that are on our body parts, and with the Geotrans, it has certain codes that you enter, and when you say these numbers, it brings balance, back into your body, whether it's, physical or mental or even spiritual balance back into our body. We know that numbers are a universal language, and they play a big part in our lives. Everything that we come in contact with has something to do with numbers. So numbers are very important. And also we know of another technology, and that's called the Neo Cube. And this was presented to us by a friend of Adrian's. You want to tell more about that, Agent?
Yeah, it's very interesting. The Neo Cube, from what I found on our research about alien technology, on how it opens up these interdimensional portals, which we call the Stargates. And it's very interesting that we're able to tap into this alien technology and open up these universal doorways. And I think that it's a very powerful energy if it's used correctly. I think with anything, that anything that has to do with energy, Geotrans, Reiki, Neo Cube, any of those tools, tarot, astrology, I think that with all these different abilities, I think people, if you learn more about it, I think I think it has a lot to offer a lot of people. I mean, even astrology, it's interesting how connected we are with the planets and the how we're so connected to the polarities of the planets. And these polarities have to do with our signs. Like some of us could be in a, like for example, one of us could be a Pisces. And a Pisces could be a rising Leo, and it could be, and the rising of the Leo could be Sagittarius. So we don't really know, having to deal with these polarities, how they match up with our astrology chart, excuse me, I think it has a lot to do with the planets, too, and how they rotate, you know, as we go direct or indirect. And it's very interesting how we're all connected to those polarities and the planets and how they affect us in our daily lives. And making decisions based on business, life, career, whatever it is, it's very interesting how those planets, how they match up to our horoscope, which is kind of interesting. Anything to share that way?
You know, that's interesting you would bring this all up because, you know, we are on a planet. We are part of the universe. So these other planets, you know, when they, you know, are in alignment or close or passing by, you know, by meteors or whatever, you know, we're going to feel the effects of that. And it's interesting, you know, those people that don't know about the Mercury retrograde, how it affects a lot of people. You see a lot more crime, you see a lot more killings, you see a lot more earthquakes, you know, tornadoes or whatever. You know, when we're in that Mercury retrograde, plus you know, we've even seen a lot of electronics and mechanical things break down during a you know, Mercury retrograde. And it's interesting, you know, how these planets play a huge part, you know, with our energy here on Earth. But, you know, main thing is being open, you know, to all of this information and using it, you know, for our own, you know, highest good, you know. And that's what it's all about. But, Adrian, we have some people that are, you know, lined up, ready to call in. So should we go ahead and get started with these people?
Yes, let's get started, Roy.
Okay. Let's go ahead with the first caller from the 773 area. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. And what's your first name and where are you from?
My first name is Tempest, and I'm calling from Chicago.
And do you have a question for me and Adrian tonight?
Yes. I wanted to know if my boyfriend was possessive. Do you feel like my boyfriend is a possessive boyfriend?
And why are you feeling this?
It was just brought to my attention by somebody else. And I'm looking up some of the signs on the internet as we speak right now. And starting to seem like it. And I was just wondering if you guys could let me know.
You know what, when he was born, what his sign is?
His sign is he's a Sagittarius.
He's a Sagittarius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what sign are you?
A Capricorn.
A Capricorn?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you getting from that, Adrian?
He's a Sagittarius and you're a Capricorn?
Yes.
Okay. So he has a hard time with grounding, what I'm getting. He has a hard time settling down, and he's kind of more into his career, not so much relationship right now. His mind's very focused on his career. It feels like he's very possessive because most Sagittarius signs are possessive. It's just because he feels threatened by you because he's afraid that other men will take you away from him. But at the same time, he doesn't want to sabotage the relationship. I see in his polarities in astrology, they look really good because he's going more direct. So I'm going to say that things are going to turn around for you for the better. But at the same time, there is no communication in his sign because he's more focused on his career at this time. But he has a hard time with the fear of letting go. He has a hard time of being possessive over you because of his past relationships, his fears. He's trapped in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he bolts from that. So he pushes mm-hmm. back.
Yeah. And these are things.
The main thing is just go with the flow. Don't force anything. Be understanding and learn how to heal him with your mind. You know, learn how to send him loving energy thoughts and just be there to support him, you know, be there to listen to him and understand his emotion, you know.
But you do think that although, you know, we're going through a rough time at this particular moment, that it could work out for the two of us if, you know, if effort was put forth on both ends.
I see that you two are very compatible because I pulled the Two of Cups, and the Two of Cups is the compatibility. You know, there is, he sees something in you and you see something in him that is completely different from each other, but at the same time, he also sees you in him and you see him in you. You see what I mean? You're kind of reflecting
mm-hmm.
each other.
Yeah. So,
you see each other's weaknesses, you see each other's motives, you know, what you're going to do next.
So, as far as, like, that's the type of aspect that I want to build, like, grounds with my boyfriend, and I want to be able to be open to discuss those type of things with him. What is a way, or how is a way that I can bring that type of conversation up in our relationship without, you know, starting anything between the two of us, since there is no communication with him? I know that. But how do I, you know, bring that forth to his attention to want to talk about something like that, improving those aspects of our relationship?
Well, the main thing is to remember to go with the flow with him and to show him that that it's okay to trust. Again, you know, he's very afraid of his own emotions. He has an inferior that is threatened by you. And so he kind of pushes back from that. And that's why he's having a hard time coming to the realization that you two are twin flames.
Okay.
Because he feels threatened by you.
Okay.
Yes.
And I would say it's more of a defensive mechanism.
Okay.
He feels threatened. So
defensive.
The main thing is to build his trust.
Okay.
You know, and when you start trusting yourself, he'll start trusting you.
Okay.
Because he sees things in you like you see things in him. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, you're like mirrors. You reflect off of each other's energy. And when you're ready, he won't be. And when he's ready, you won't be. So that's how you reflect off each other's emotions.
You do seem like that.
Hmm?
I said it does seem like that, you know, about, you know, as far as, like, the way you just said, like, when he's ready, I'm not. When I'm ready, he's not, type of thing. You know,
yeah.
Like, when is the right time? I remember telling him that, so.
But
really,
what I would like you to do is I'd like you to do a little spell for me, and I'm going to tell you what to do.
Okay.
If you can get a red marker.
Okay.
Or a red pen, and
mm-hmm.
write a circle on a piece of paper with his name in the center.
Okay.
And write a circle directing towards you.
Okay.
And that way the energy, the passion of the energy will go through his, it won't come out of his heart chakra, it'll go outside it in his heart chakra.
Okay.
And redirect that energy, because that energy is wasted energy that is coming outward of his heart chakra.
Okay.
Instead of inward. And that's by passion, by showing him passion, by showing him love. And that will open up his heart chakra.
Okay.
Okay. And
okay.
I was reading about that today, that there's been a lot of wasted energy because people are not showing enough compassion for each other.
Yeah. Well, I haven't actually loved a person before as much as I love him. And, like, the aspects of looking at certain things as far as how relationship goes and wanting to get things cleared out, like, the way that I care for him, I've never cared for any man before like that. So I have
yeah.
a fear, too. I have a fear, too, that
yes,
I'm facing. So.
So that means that you need more to have more compassion too.
Yeah.
And step outside your fear. See, that's where you two reflect off of each other. So when you know you're ready, you'll be ready.
And we need to move on to the next person now. We have a
thank you.
Line of people. And we
thank
want to
you.
Thank you for calling in. And call us back. Let us know how this turns out for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you have a good night.
You too.
Let's go ahead with our next caller now from the 347 area. Hello.
Hi, good
you're
night.
You're on there?
Hi,
what's
good
your
night.
Name, please?
I'm Nicole.
And where are you from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, it's a relationship related. I wanted to know if me and my ex, if we're officially done, or do you see us getting back together?
And how long were you with him?
2 years.
Nathan, what are you getting?
I'm sorry.
Do you want to know if you're going to go back with your ex?
Yeah, like, is it officially over?
Okay. And what is your intentions on going back with your ex?
At this point, because there are kids involved, I don't feel a way to. I feel like I'm detaching, in a sense.
Okay. And do you really want to go back with your ex?
In my mind, I do, because of the fear of letting go, but I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel just stagnant on the whole
thing. Usually exes are exes for a reason.
Right.
An ex represents banishment. It represents the banish, you know, you're banishing the person from your life.
Right.
But if you want to bring them back into your life, then you have to remove the banishing. Okay, so when you say X, that means erase.
Right.
It means, you know, I banish you from my life. That's what it means and when you're doing, like, spell casting and stuff. So you have to remove the X. You have to, you know, say erase and say, I bring this person back into my life with good intentions and for the highest good. And if it does return back to me, let this be what I need in my life. Because it's like I was telling Roy, you know, if things come back and if things return, then it was meant for you. If it doesn't return, then it wasn't meant for you anyways. And you're just throwing all that, you know, throwing all that past, all those past problems behind you so that you can start your life over again.
Right.
Instead of repeating the same problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it's how you feel, you know. If you feel like, you know, I want this person back into my life, that things can change, I can see change, and you feel content with that, and whatever makes you happy, you know, you bring it back into your life, what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about money. It's not about sex. It's not about love. It's about what makes you happy. It's, you know, it's fulfilling that compassion in your heart. So, like I was telling that lady, you know, a lot of it is compassion and not wasting the energy. You know, you don't feel like you're wasting energy. You know, it's like if you feel trapped in fear, it's because you're, it's like your own worst enemy, you know.
Okay.
So a lot of it's how you feel. You know, if you feel right with it, then go with it. If you feel like, you know, maybe this is not the right time for me, maybe there's a message, maybe I should go back for a little while, then that's fine too. But, you know, suppressing a lot of things from the past usually tends to disrupt your future. It creates ripples, you know, in space and time, you know.
Okay.
So it just all depends on how you look at it, you know. Everything's based on perception, and I think that, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, don't go back with him, you know, why do you want to go back with your ex? Well, that's not really up for them to decide. That's up to you to decide. And, you know, it's all about how you feel. That's all I'm going to say. It's a lot of it's how you feel, you know. One card I did pull is the Sun card. So the Sun has to do with, like, your happiness. It has to do with what makes you happy, you know, and then just go with it.
Okay.
So that's my, advice on that.
I just want to share something. My guides are telling me a lot of it is, you know, we tend to, you know, I've always seen in my past, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen the same thing, that if you follow your intuition, you know, what is your, you know, your inner guides telling you, you know, main thing, if you follow that, then you'll know, you know, your answer. And that is your true answer, you know, as to, but main thing is we've seen, and, you know, me and Adrian's even saying that anytime we go backwards, we tend to keep repeating a lot of the same things. We have to move forward. We have to have new beginnings, you know. We have to start new relationship, you know, because whatever contract we've had with these people, we have to, you know, tear up that contract. The main thing is, where, like Adrian said, you know, what's going to bring you happiness, what's going to bring you joy? You know, are you holding on to something, you know, from the past?
Okay.
You know, we just wanted to share this with you, and, you know, whatever, you know, you decide, you know, we hope that everything, you know, turns out good for you. You know, it's all up to you, you know, whatever you decide. But we do have some other callers. Let's go ahead and
go on
to the next caller. And thank you. And
thank you.
Call us back again. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead with our next caller from the 225 area. Hello, you're on there.
Hello, how are you?
And what's your name, please, and where are you from?
Sharon, and I'm from Louisiana.
And do you have a question for me and Adrian tonight?
Business. I'm trying to get a business started.
And what kind of business is it?
A transportation service.
Is this something that you enjoy doing?
Yes.
And why do you enjoy it?
Because I owned it before Katrina.
Okay. Was it, were you doing good before?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And what are you getting from that, agent? What are you seeing in her future for her business?
For transportation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting, when you first said that, I was getting a very loving compassion. So that means that the energy is going inside your heart. It's going inward. So since it is going inward, you know, you're being the receiver. So I'm going to say, you know, it's going to be very prosperous for you. It's going to take off for you if you stick with it, you know, and not walk away from it. I think it's going to work out really well for you. And I think that what's your sign, your astrology sign?
Taurus.
Taurus, okay. So this is going to be very grounding for you because you like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You're a traveling person. And
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing in the, you know, the Taurus polarities in business, it looks really good for you. It just says right now you're kind of indecisive about different opportunities that are coming up for you. Because you're not quite sure yet if that's something that you want to dive into this year, even though you did really well last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually see this year is going to be really good for you, which is why you've been thinking about it. Your guys have been talking to you about it. They've been kind of putting pressure you into it, which is why
mm-hmm.
you're getting a lot of thoughts about it.
A lot of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have. Have
mm-hmm.
you been having dreams about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
See, that's your guides talking to you. That's them telling you, go for it. It's going to be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's what you're made to do. That's your sacred contract, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
not something you just run away from, you know. It's something that it's a calling. You know?
Yeah.
It's like my dad always mm-hmm. told me, when you go down the red road, you can never look back. You just have to keep going.
Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted
Thank
to
you.
Mention something. We're getting close to the end of our show on the air, and we want to welcome back all our callers and listeners for tomorrow night. But I want you to continue talking, and even though the, you know, air is going off the, our show is going off the air, we'll go ahead and answer any questions that you have. Is there anything else that you needed to ask us?
There's some oil on my land.
Now, do you have much land?
Enough for me to collect. There's been a little delay in it.
Okay. What are you getting from that, agent?
What was her question again? I didn't hear.
Oil on my land.
I'm sorry?
Oil on my land.
Oh, can you hear what she's saying, Dad? I can't hear.
Yeah, she said oil on her land.
Oil on her land?
Yeah.
What about the oil on her land? What does she want
have
to know about
doing,
that?
Have they been doing some kind of surveys or something on your property or what?
Yes.
So
usually
when they do those surveys, you know, they have these different, you know, meters or something, you know, to find, you know, the areas that have oil.
Yes.
So there's a good possibility.
Oh, you want to know if there's oil on your land?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do see oil on your land. Actually see a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, does this land belong to you or your family?
Mm-mm, it's mine.
It's yours. Is this something mm-hmm. that you inherited or something
yes.
you bought?
Yes. No, something I inherited.
Okay. Because I pulled a card and it talks about family and how does the rest of your family feel about this?
I'm the sole owner. I paid everybody off. They didn't want it. They didn't know that it had oil on it.
So what I'm getting is that once they find some oil on that land, you're going to be hearing from your other family.
No,
the
I paid them off. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
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 Looks like we're losing our agent. We're going to have to go to the next caller. Let's go with the caller from the 805 area. Hello, you're on there.
Hi, I'm Sarah from L.A.
And what's your name, please, and where are you from?
I'm Sarah from L.A.
And do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I've been seeing this guy, Jason, for like 9 months, and I feel like he's my soulmate. Like, we've broken up like 4 times already.
And what's going on? I mean, why do you keep breaking up? Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I just asked why do you keep breaking up?
He just, like, keeps doing shady stuff.
Oh, okay.
And
Is he hanging around some shady people?
Has he been?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't really hang out with, like, a lot of people. It's just, like, drama over Facebook and stuff. And, like, I don't know, like, I was with a guy before him, and I was, like, on ecstasy with my ex-boyfriend, Robert, and I was telling him we're going to be together forever. And his face, like, morphed into Jason, the guy I'm with right now, and before I even met Jason. And I'm also psychic, but I just can't really pick up on it. Like, and then the guy, my ex, Robert, is now Jason's neighbor randomly. So it's just really weird.
What are you getting from that, agent?
I'm getting like, I'm getting there's like, there has to do, it has to do with the past life thing. But it was a very dark, I'm kind of getting to a very dark past life. And there was a lot of people involved. There was a lot of connections from his past that are haunting him now, which is kind of affecting you and his relationship. You know,
yeah.
And at the time when you were doing that, it's like you both weren't conscious and aware of what you were saying or what was going on. So basically, everything kind of blew out of proportion a little bit. And it just got to the point where it's like you both kind of co-created this. You know, you guys both co-created this situation that you're in right now.
Right.
So the only way to get out of the situation is you both have to be truthful with one another. Because I feel like you both are kind of holding back on how you feel for each other.
Do you think he, like, really loves me? Like, do you think he's being truthful to me?
Not right now, no. Because whatever you were saying to him, he didn't take into consideration. He didn't take it to be real. Because you both were on ecstasy.
No, the guy, Jason, who I'm with now.
The guy you're with now likes you a lot. I sense that.
Like, do you see me and Jason staying together? Like, do you see him being my soulmate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I see us,
like,
getting engaged.
Do you see us getting married and having kids? Like, I already see them happening. Like, I see us having a family, and, like, I'm
yeah.
psychic. Like, I see it. Do you see it, too?
I see it, too.
Do you see him being faithful to me right now and, like, really not talking to his ex and, like, not talking to other women? Like, do you see him all being for me?
It's going to be very hard for him, you know. It's going to be very hard to break a lot of the barriers from his past. Like I said, there's a lot of things haunting him right now, a lot of dark things from his past, which kind of gives me the chills, you know. It's kind of, I don't know, there's something dark about his past that I can't hold on to it, but it makes me feel uneasy.
It's his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like an influence, a very powerful influence over him.
Yeah. And, like, he did a lot of shady things to me, too. Like, we broken up, like, a bunch. And, like, I always seem to come back to him. Like, this is the guy I keep coming back to. And, like, it's weird. I've seen every ex-boyfriend I've been with, like, in the past couple months. And, like, I just love Jason, the guy I'm with right now. And, like, I see us having a family, like, I really, like, you know, I really see it happening. I just don't know if, like, he's the guy for me, you know?
Well, he's kind of a con artist, you know? So you have to be careful, you know? But
yeah.
That comes from his past. But he's very good at what he does. And he could hurt people very easily.
Do you think he's
but
being
I'm
truthful?
I'm also getting that he could have been, in a past life, he could have been a fallen angel. But, yeah, he was like one of the fallen angels.
But he's kind of
getting ready for his ascension in this lifetime.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, see, there were some souls before we came to Earth. And in heaven, that some of us chose to go to the dark side, and some of us chose to go to light, and then some of us chose that were part of the dark side went to the light and chose to come to Earth to pay off their karmic debts so that they can ascend as angels too. But they, some of them fell darker than others did.
Do you think, like,
and then
my...
some of them have come here to sacrifice so that they can ascend. Because their karmic debts were so severe that they had to come to Earth to sacrifice.
So do you think, like, I should stay with him? Like, do you think it would be in my best benefit for me to, like, you say we're getting...
Well, I mean, in heaven, you two are soulmates. And you guys are working on your twin flame energy in this life, so it's, you know, and I think that if you work on the flame and you give him the oil to light up that flame, then I feel like you keep that flame burning, you know, then you're going to pull him out of the dark side for his ascension. You know, that's why you guys were meant to meet. Because you're more of the light and he's more of the dark.
So do you see us getting married?
I don't see him getting married. I only see him getting married to you. I see actually an engagement with you two, if you guys can pull it out strong enough.
And
it's
how long?
It's kind of a test of your faith, you know. It's a test to see, you know, if he really loves you or not, or if you really love him. I know that you really love him, though, because you're talking about him all the time.
I really do love him. Like, I feel like he's my man. Like, I don't want any other guy. Like, it's weird.
What is your, if you don't mind me asking, what does your mother think of him?
She doesn't like him.
I didn't think so. She doesn't trust him.
No.
You know what, coming to me with, you know, I'm listening to, you know, what she's talking about, and the first thing that came to me was Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
She's almost going through the same thing, you know, in the movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you get
like what Bella did with Edward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was picking up the same thing. It's very dark past five.
Yeah.
Do you see me, like, singing, like on stage? Like, I've been very sick lately, and I don't know if it's, like, because of all the emotional stress I've been going through, that, like, I've just been so ill, and, like, now my life, like, is at its end point, basically, from my family, and they're saying to get, like, a full-time job. And I want to sing, you know. Do you see any cards coming up with, like, good career paths?
Well, it's funny you say that because the card I pulled is the Chariot. And that card means to really focus hard on your career, your talent.
Okay.
So that way you feel like you're in control.
Okay.
And then it also helps to escape from the emotional being a victim in the situation that you're in, so you feel like you're more in control.
Okay.
And then the Emperor came up. The Emperor has to do leadership skills, which means you would be a great leader in the kind of field that you want to go into. Meaning
is
you have the self-control.
Good?
You're the strong one. I mean,
you
have the self-control.
Like, what kind of, like, field, though? Like, is there any, like, things that are coming up?
You mean what kind of field that you want to go into?
Yeah.
Well, what makes your heart sing?
I just love to sing. Like, it's, like, who I am. Like, but... I need to, like, have a full-time job and, like, makeup in, like, clothes. But, like, I also see myself, I, like, visualize me, like, in a business suit. Like, whenever I see myself.
So I'm getting that you're more into, like, fashion.